Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The Federal Reserve meets tomorrow in Washington. It's expected to raise interest rates again. And there seems to be a consensus among economists that the Fed needs to do that in order to control inflation. But there's also concern that the economy is showing signs of a slowdown. Bob Moon is New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace, and he joins us now. Bob, inflation is creeping up and the economy is apparently slowing down. Anything the Fed can do to deal with both of those problems?
Hi, Madeline. There's a real dilemma here for the people who set the country's monetary policy. Higher interest rates are the tool that they use as a defense, if you will, against runaway inflation. But there have been plenty of signs that the higher cost of borrowing money is also making consumers and businesses less inclined to spend, and that's a real concern. Just today, the Institute for Supply Management is out with its reading of national factory activity for last month. Wall Street analysts had been expecting little change from the month before. Well, we found out that the factory activity actually fell again in April, so the concern about the economy hitting a rough patch is still there. Today's figures also show, though, that there's quite a bit of pricing pressure still because of the higher cost of raw materials. So it's a bit like trying to take care of a leak in a dam, but not wanting to completely cut off the water for the people who need it down below. And this is really a real touchy issue for the Federal Reserve.
And so what are the chances the Fed won't raise interest rates?
Even with today's report that manufacturing activity is down, there's still a general agreement among economists that the Fed will raise rates probably by 0.25 percentage point. That would bring them up to 3%. Now, the central bankers have pushed steadily ahead like this, bumping rates up 0.25% for their last 7 meetings. This would be the 8th. They call this a measured pace. And the Fed is widely expected to raise rates again tomorrow, and most likely again in June at their meeting then. But there are some Fed watchers, this is a minority view to be sure at this point, but there are some who are beginning to suggest that there could be a pause in June to give the economy a little breather.
And any signs that inflation will ease up anytime soon?
Well, that is the one big factor that's been fueling these inflation concerns, the high cost of energy, especially at the commodities level. And there is some encouraging news today that the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has pledged to increase supplies to cool prices down to below $50 a barrel. And that has helped the U.S. build stockpiles to the highest level since mid-2002. Today, oil prices have slipped to their 10-week low point, so that is encouraging that perhaps that will help us control inflation as well. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at one industry that's been a big success in post-war Iraq, information technology.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.